世的福气。
And the topic for our mutual encouragement this morning is the blessings in the end time.
每一个人在活在世上都在追求福气。
We live in this world to pursue blessings.
但是有时候我们活得很累。
But sometimes we live a very tiring life.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们常常跟别人比较。
Because we often compare ourselves with others.
我们希望得到别人一样的福气。
We want to have the same blessings as someone else.
或是在 copy, 在复制别人的生活。
Or we want to imitate someone else's lifestyle.
比如说我觉得那个人很有福气。
I feel like this person is very blessed.
因为他很成功。
Because he's very successful.
我也要很成功。
I want to be successful too.
我要他一样的成功，我才是。
I want the same measure of success he has.
他有很多的财富。
He has a lot of possessions.
这个还是福气。
This is successful.
我要跟他有更多的财富，一样的财富，甚至更多的财富。
I want just as much possessions as him. This is what it means to be blessed.
这个很健康，很长命。
This person is very healthy and has a very long life.
我也希望我也跟他一样。
I also want to be like him.
这样我才是有福气。
Then I will be blessed.
这些都是世上的福气。
These are the blessings of the world.
当然能够得到是很好。
If we can receive these things, it obviously is good.
但是真正的福气是那个不能被拿走的。
But the true blessings are the blessings that cannot be taken away.
也是不能改变的。
It cannot be changed.
财富可以被拿走。
These blessings, material blessings, can be taken away.
健康可以失去。
We can lose our healthy life.
世界会改变。
The world can change.
甚至儿女有一天也长大也离开你了。
Our children may one day grow up and leave us.
什么是真正的福气？
What is true blessing?
不能改变的。
It is a blessing that is unchangeable.
神要在你身上所成全的。
God, it's something God wants to fulfill in your life.
这个就是真正的福气。
This is blessing.
我生病的时候。
When we are sick.
当我在急诊室等了痛了十五个钟头的时候。
When I was in the hospital waiting for 15 hours.
其实之前那个晚上就已经在痛。
And to be honest, the previous night I was already hurting.
去到急诊室在一边痛一边等的时候。
When I was in the emergency room, I was in pain.
打了麻醉也没有止痛了，完全止痛的时候。
They gave me morphine, I was not, I still felt it.
那个时候我突然间发觉什么东西都不重要。
And at that moment, I realized there's nothing else that is more important.
我不没有想我的孩子。
I wasn't thinking about my children.
也没有想我的妻子。
I wasn't thinking about my wife.
也没有想我的相机。
I wasn't thinking about my camera.
也没有想我的电脑。
I wasn't thinking about my computer.
也没有想你们。
I wasn't thinking about you guys.
我痛的时候就只有想主耶稣。
When I was in pain, I was thinking of only Jesus Christ.
我主耶稣还要痛多久？
I asked Jesus, how long must I be in pain for?
当然这个是小病，但是如果没有医好，也变大病。
This is a small illness, but if it is not healed, it's going to become a great illness.
小病不医好也可以死人。
If this small illness is not taken care of, it can also cause death.
在那种关头啊，人生那种关头，比较危急、危难的关头啊，其他东西都不重要。
And so when our lives are on the line, we see that there are very few things that are important to us.
突然间就是圣礼跟神。
And all of a sudden, it becomes you and God.
你就只会祷告。
You only know how to pray.
交托。
And you only know how to rely.
所以突然间发觉什么东西不是很重要。
And you'll realize that everything else is not as important.
第一，不要痛比较重要。
First is to be healed is more important.
第二，有主耶稣在心里面比较重要。
And second, to have Lord Jesus in your heart is more important.
所以我们要讲讲什么是真正的福气。
So we must talk about what is true blessing.
在启示录里面呢，讲了一些属灵的福气。
In Revelation, it talks about spiritual blessings.
在世人看来，这个没有什么。
When we look at it outwardly, it's not a lot.
在神看来很有价值。
But in the eyes of God, these blessings are valuable.
我们看启示录的第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
启示录第一章第三节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 3.
启示录第一章的第三节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 3.
恋这树上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Three, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
这里说啊，启示录讲到第一个福气就是读这个书，还有呢，听见这个道理，还有呢，又能够遵守，就是有福的。
And here it says, blessed is one who reads the words of this book, and also hear the words of this prophecy and also keep those things written in it.
为什么是有福呢？
Why are they blessed?
因为日期很近。
Because the time is near.
如果日期不近，那没有那么关心。
But if the time is not near, then it doesn't really matter as much.
如果日期不近的话，那你追求世界其他的福气也没有什么不好。
If the time is not near, there's nothing too wrong with pursuing the blessings of the world.
但是如果那个日期近呢，那 其他的东西那个价值都越来越低了，然后属灵的福气的价值就越来越高了。
But if the time is near, we'll see that the material blessings in the world, their value decreases, and the spiritual blessings, their value increases.
像东西都有它的价值。
All things have their value.
东西的价值呢，跟时间是有关系的。
Their value increases and decreases according to time.
譬如说你去买花。
For example, if you go and buy flowers.
那个还没有开的花，价值就比较高。
The flowers that have not yet bloomed, their value is great.
开到差不多了，这种花你会买吗？
When it is already near the time of full bloom, will you still buy a flower?
你买回家可能一天你就丢掉了。
If you buy it home, perhaps it will last for a day and you have to throw it out.
那个含苞待放的，哎，那个不会减价。
But the one what that is not blooming yet, that will not decrease in value.
去超市买菜，有一些人要省钱嘛，就要挑那个放在底下，然后封住，然后说特价的那个快烂了。
So some people when they go shop, they will find out the item on the very last shelf that is all boxed in and sealed. It says.
为什么特价？
Why is it on sale?
因为它就是快坏了。
Because it is almost expired.
有一次我买了一个木瓜，哇，特价买回去，结果他骗人，他把那个烂的部分呢，把它盖在下面。
And so once I went shopping and I was purchasing a melon, they said it was on sale. But why was it on sale? They kept the rotting part hidden from it.
坏了，就价值就越来越低了。
So as things deteriorate, their value deteriorates as well.
这个世界看起来是很美、很繁华、很漂亮。
And so this world looks like it's full of abundance, full of value.
但是在繁华的背后呢，就是罪恶。
But behind it all, it is full of sin and corruption.
越繁华就越罪恶。
And it is becoming more corrupt.
越罪恶，就是跟神要审判世界的时间就越来越近。
The more corrupt the world grows, means the time is getting closer.
那问题是，神不是只是来消灭罪人而已，神是把整个世界。世界末日全部会收起来，全部都没有了。
The time is getting closer when he comes to judge the world, and he is coming to judge all the world.
包括所有物质界任何的一个东西。
All the material things and all the people in it.
那你最值钱的、最有价值的东西是什么呢？
And what is the most valuable, the possession with most value?
请问你身上最值钱的东西是什么？
Let me ask you a question. What is the most valuable thing on your person?
很多人身上最值钱的就是你的电话，现在的电话都很贵啊。
A lot of times,
七八百块、一千块一个。
A lot of times, the most valuable possession we have is our phones. They're $700, $800.
你身上可能都没有一千块现金，但是你的电话可能要一千块。
You may not have $1,000 in cash on your person, but your phone is worth at least that much.
但是那是物质的东西。
But these are material possessions.
你身上最值钱的、最有价值的东西是什么？
What is the most valuable possession you own?
就是看不见的，你的灵魂在你里面。
It is your soul. It is something that cannot be seen.
但是很可惜，今天的人呢，花很多钱在可以看得见的身体上面。
But it's pitiful because nowadays people spend a lot of money on their physical self, the things they can see.
买保养品让自己漂亮。
To have makeup products to beautify themselves.
像女生都很喜欢照镜子。
And we know that for sisters, they may like to look at the mirror a lot.
希望越照越漂亮。
They want to feel that the more they look, the more pretty they feel.
男生也要照镜子，就是希望的肌肉越来越大块。
And for brothers, it's the same too. When they look at the mirror, they hope their muscles are bigger.
我们花很多时间，希望那个看得见的东西会更好。
And we spend a lot of time focusing on the things that we can see.
但是最重要的，我们的灵魂。我们跟神的关系有没有变得更好？
The most important thing is our soul and our relationship with Jesus Christ. Is this increasing?
所以什么是真正的福气？
So what is true blessing?
真正的福气就是你跟神的关系越来越好。
And true blessing is that your relationship with Lord Jesus Christ is ever growing.
越来越亲密。
To grow more intimate.
我们知道真正的快乐不是从物质来的。
We know that true joy is not from our material possessions.
真正的快乐是从关系来的。
True joy comes from our relationships.
你可以想象，就算你住在一个很漂亮的房子。
For example, if you look at live in a very big mansion.
但是你回到家，每天跟你配偶吵架。
But if you go home and fight with your spouse every day.
你住在里面你会快乐吗？
Will you be happy when you live in there?
每天可以鲍鱼、鱼翅、什么什么扁皮啊、皇帝蟹。
You can eat whatever things you want.
吃饭的时候你孩子不理你。
Yet you children does not listen to you when you eat.
或者是一边吃一边勾心斗角。
Or while they eat, they fight with each other. Then when you eat such a meal, will you be happy? And if you have the best TV and the best audio system, but if you're the only one enjoying these blessings, or if all your whole family just retreats to their own rooms, then will you be happy? So true joy does not come from material possession. True joy comes from our relationships. And our most important relationship is with the Lord Jesus. Because we cannot escape, we are the creations of God. You can choose to have a good relationship with your Creator or just reject Him completely. If you reject Him completely, then you will have no relationship with Him. And even when you have a lot in this world, you will never be happy. But if you have a good relationship with your Creator, then you will become more joyful. And just like for for a couple, if they love each other more, then they do not need to switch houses or to go on vacations very often. But how do we have a good relationship with Jesus Christ? Verse 3 tells us what this blessing is. The first is to read the words of this prophecy. We must read the word of God.
很奇妙，这里不是说先听见的有福， 先把念出来， 把它讲低一点。
It's very interesting. It does not say those who hear the words, but it's those who read the words first.
这里先讲， 先读出来， 先念出来， 然后再听， 然后再遵守。
The order goes like this. Those who read and then hear the words and then keep those things written.
就是你读出来就有福气的。
And so when we read it out, we will be blessed.
再来你听见这个教导也有福气。
Then when we hear the message, we will be blessed.
遵行出来就有福气了。
And if we keep those things that are written, we will be blessed.
这也特别就讲启示录这本书。
And it refers specifically to this book, Revelation.
也是可以讲整本圣经。
It could also refer to the whole entire Bible.
特别是讲启示录。
But in context, this is referring to the book of Revelation.
因为世界末日快到了。
Because the end time of judgment is drawing near.
这个世界越来越危险了。
And this world becomes ever more dangerous.
世界的东西因为时间越来越短了， 所以变成越来越没有价值了。
Because the time continues to grow even shorter, the value of the things in this world decreases.
那守道理越来越难了。
And to keep the teachings of Christ, it becomes more harder.
这个时候怎么办？
So what do you do?
就是要多读神的话。
We must constantly read the word of God.
再来多听神的话。
Then to hear the word of God.
再来再遵守神的话。
Then to keep the word of God.
这里说练出来有福气。
Those who read the words are blessed.
以前的人比较古板了， 他们教育的方法就是一个字， 就是读出来还有背。
The teaching tradition in the olden days were more old school.
现在的教育我们西方都不强调要读出来。
They read it out for us to intake. But now Western education, we do not place an emphasis on reading.
在座的大人啊，老前辈啊， 或者说我们在亚洲读过书， 都是记不记得我们在课堂啊，整天全班一起要念， 从头到尾就练。
And if you have been educated in Asia, you'll know that in classes, you'll have to repeat and read out things repeatedly.
都一起读。
We have to read it together.
更古板的练三字经啊， 要背啊背啊背啊， 读出来。
And we have to read, memorize, and continue to do this.
那其实现在的教育家其实发觉啊， 读出来跟你只是 read啊，只是看过去啊，效果不一样。
But people have said that when you read it out, it's not as effective.
你把一个经文或是一个课文读出来， 用你嘴巴读出来的， 印象会比只是看过去啊深刻至少好几倍。
And to read it out loud will have more lasting impact than just glancing at the words.
还有呢，会进到你头脑比较深的层次里面。
And to read it loud out loud, we will be able to remember it in our minds.
我们小时候都是这样读书的。
And this is how we were brought up in Asia.
结果以前 练出来讲出来的真的是进到头脑里面。
So to read aloud things allows us to allows us to remember things.
慢慢就变成你的思想的一部分了。
And it becomes part of our thought process.
但是很可惜，我们今天没有怎么练出来。
But unfortunately, we do not have this practice of reading out loud today.
我们有时候看圣经啊，就是看而已。
When we read the Bible today, sometimes we just stare and glance at the words.
但是你试试看哦，下次你回去读圣经啊。
And you can try when you go home to when you read the Bible, read aloud the words in the Bible.
你不开心的时候，你有情绪的时候，你把圣经读出来。
If you are facing emotional turmoils, you can try reading out the words of God.
哎，这样会对你情绪会有稳定的作用。
And this will help your emotional turmoil.
我自己试过。
Emotional turmoil.
不开心的时候，我就读圣经，不是只是看哦，我就读诗篇，哎，把它大声读出来。
And so I tried it myself. When I was unhappy, I read aloud Psalms.
烦恼的时候，早上读圣经也是把它读声。我每天我都是读出声音来的。
When I was worried, I also would read Psalms out loud. I would read it out loud.
或是轮流一个家庭聚会，轮流把它读出来。
Or in family service, we take turns reading the Bible verses one by one out loud.
读圣经的时候啊，整个人的情绪啊，你会稳定。
And so when we read the Bible out loud, our emotions, they will be stable.
神的生命呢？那种灵命的滋润呢，就进到心里面。
The life of Jesus Christ will also enter into our lives.
这个是我自己个人有体验。
And this is my personal experience.
所以我们可以试试看。
So we can try this.
最好的福气就是你每天一杯茶，一杯水，果汁也可以了。然后早上早点起来，在太阳底下把神的话拿出来读一读。
And the most wonderful blessing one can enjoy is to wake up early in the morning, have a cup of tea or juice, and sit under the sun to read aloud the word of God.
还有最好读的时候呢，是用有纸本圣经，像这种叫纸本，不是 iPad 啊，不，最好读的时候是有纸的。那个感觉啊，头脑进到头脑，那个深度也不一样。
And so when we read the Bible, we should also use our physical Bible. So. It also stays within our heads.
当然，这里特别强调是要念出来。
But here it emphasizes to read aloud.
我七月的时候去香港，去九龙教会。
In July, I went to a church in Hong Kong.
他们有最近推行一个读经运动，也蛮特别。
And they have a Bible reading exercise recently, which I thought was very interesting.
他们聚会之前啊，全教会一起读一章圣经。
Before their service starts, they would read aloud the entire passage.
我都问那个负责人了。
So I asked the council member,
也是我的舅舅啊,
who is also my uncle.
我说聚会之前整教会一起读一章圣经，就是每个礼拜有一个进度啊，什么意思啊？没有看过人家这样做。
And so I asked my uncle, what does this mean to read out aloud a passage before the service starts? What is the meaning of this?
他说读出来啊，比较印象深刻。
He said to me, when you read aloud the word of God, then you'll have a deeper impression. Because a lot of people are also very busy, they don't have time to read it aloud themselves.
在聚会也是坐在那边听而已。
And when they are in service, they're also sitting there just listening to the speaker.
所以啊，我们教会决定说，大家要读。
And so the church decided we should all read aloud the word of God.
每次聚会开始就是一章，礼拜三有了聚会，礼拜五、礼拜六就三章了。
And so every time there's a service, they would read one passage aloud, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
因为都来聚会了，所以跑不掉啊，都一定要读一章。
So because they come to services, they can't escape it, they will have to read.
这样日子有功啊，应该就会帮信徒了，那个灵命会成长。
And so I believe this will also help the members grow in their faith.
去美国的时候，聚完会呢，他们就用 projector 打一节圣经出来，大家一起读，一起背。
And even while I was in the U.S., after the service, they will put up a verse on the projector, and the congregation will read it out loud.
有时候啊，最古老的方法就是最有效的方法。
And sometimes the most traditional methods are also the most effective methods.
最没有科技的方法，这是头脑锻炼最好的方法。
Without the use of technology is where our mind will have a lasting impression.
尤其是孩子还小啊，在家里，你陪他去读，要他读出来。
When our children is young, we should also accompany them to read the Bible.
能够读神的话语就已经有福了，福气就马上给你，你相不相信？
Do you believe that when we read aloud the words of God, the blessing will be immediately imparted to us?
你相信你每天读，你的生命，你的生活会不一样。
If we read it aloud every day, our lives will surely be different.
但是为什么要读呢？
But why do we read?
为什么要听呢？
Why do we listen?
到最后，就是为了要遵守其中所记载。
The end goal of reading aloud is so that we may keep the things that are written.
不是只有听而已。
And not to only listen.
我们看雅各书。
Let us turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
22节。
Book of James, chapter 1, verse 22.
雅各书一章二十二节。
James, chapter 1, verse 22.
雅各书一章二十二节，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己气哄自己。
22, but be doers of the word and not hearers, only deceiving yourselves.
因为听道而不行道的, 就像人对着镜子, 看自己本来的面貌。
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror.
看见了走了,随即忘了他的相貌如何啊。
For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was.
这里有一种人照镜子,照了等于没照。
There is a man that is recorded here who looks in a mirror, but it's like he didn't look at it at all.
这种人照镜子是很特别。
And it's very special when this person looks at a mirror.
他一照说, 哎呀,怎么我那么丑?
They will look at a mirror and say, oh wow, I'm not very good looking.
怎么头发那么难看?
How come my hair is so messy?
怎么那么多不干净的东西在脸上?
And there are so many blemishes on my face.
但是后来告诉他说, 没关系了,不要理他,不看就好了。
And then they go away and say, oh, we'll just ignore it.
或者是忘记了, 太忙了, 哎, 忙别的事情。
Or if they're busy enough, they'll forget it.
结果衣服穿反了也不知道。
And even when they wear their clothes wrong, they won't know.
头发乱掉也不知道。
And when their hair are messy, they won't know.
照完镜子, 没有放在心上。
They look at a mirror, but do not put it into their minds.
对,照了等于没照。
So when they look at a mirror, it is like as if they didn't look at it at all.
这个是我们今天 信仰最大的危机,
and this is the greatest phenomenon that happens in our faith today.
就是听道不行道,
to hear the word and not do the word.
道理听了很多,
we hear a lot of the message.
没有把它反省在自己的生活当中,
but we do not use it to reflect on our own lives.
我们有时候听道理都是帮别人听,
sometimes when we hear the message of God, we are hearing for other people.
哇,讲婆媳的道理, 婆婆就说, 诶, 我的媳妇在哪里? 我的媳妇也没有在。
When they are talking about messages concerning their wives, the husband will look around, oh, where's my wife?
讲夫妻的道理, 丈夫一直说, 我太太也没有打瞌睡。
When they're speaking about the husband, the wife will look to the husband to see that he's sleeping.
讲到一些年轻人的道理了，夫妻马上说：“我孩子也没有在。”
When they are speaking about the children who are teenagers, the parents will look for their children to see if they're in service.
为什么听了没有反省呢?
And so how come we listen, we do not reflect on it?
因为这个觉得说这个是帮别人讲的。
Because we feel like this message is not intended for us.
不是我本来的面目,跟我本来的面目没有关系。
It's not related to me.
所以他走了就忘记了。
And so that's why when they walk away from the message, they immediately forget. And they will not be able to keep those things or do them.
如果听到读经,读神的话语,听到最后没有自己没有改变。
If we read the word of God, keep the things that are written, and we cannot do it in the end, then this person is not blessed.
所以启示录第一个福气,就是要听见。 读出来,然后遵守。So
in Revelation, the first blessing we encounter is to read the word of God, to hear the word of God, and to keep the word of God.
这个就是我们最大的福气,
and this is the beginning of our greatest blessing.
我们今天早上有很多外国人进来, 大家有没有觉得说,哇, 怎么今天特别那么多 visitor, 怎么那么多访客?
And so when we arrive in the morning, perhaps some of us may feel, oh, how come there are so many visitors today?
那么人家一进来了就看到我们都会有点紧张嘛，哎呀，会战战兢兢的，会哇，有客人来，我们要好好表现的，要招待啊。
So when I, especially for me, when I saw them, I also was a little nervous. So we must be set our best example.
其实人家进来啊，就会，他们会看我们。
For outsiders, when visitors come, they will observe.
他们会比较,诶,你的教会跟我的教会有什么不一样?
They will compare the difference between this church and my church.
首先他们会用看得见的东西来比较。
And they will use things they can observe, things they can see to compare.
这个教会干不干净啊?
Is this church clean?
东西有没有修理好啊?
Are the repairs made to this church?
东西的是新的呢,还是旧旧的呢?
Are things new in this church or are things old?
这个人家都会看在眼里。
These things people will observe.
这个是门面,
these are outward things.
再来他也会看教会的人,
then they will observe the people.
诶, 他们是穿什么衣服来教聚会的?
What kind of clothes do they wear to church?
他们的人有没有敬虔的态度?
Do they come with a reverent attitude?
因为别人都一直用眼睛来看我们。
Other people use our eyes to look at us.
但是问题是别人看了也不会讲。
Even though they see these things, they may not speak of it.
人都很客气,
because they're all very polite.
不会随便批评别人,
they will not outwardly judge people.
看得好了不好了就放在心里而已,
whatever they see that is good and bad, they will keep it in their hearts.
会跟你讲真话的, 通常是你很亲密的人,
those who speak the word in truth to you, those are probably those that are close to you.
但是如果没有自己反省的力量的话, 人真的很难进步。
But if we do not have the ability to reflect on ourselves as a church, then it's very hard for us to improve.
人有一种特性，就是不喜欢被人家讲。
We have a special characteristic in us as humans. We do not like to be spoken about.
我们喜欢被人家纠正吗？
We do not like to be corrected.
我们不喜欢。
We don't like to be corrected.
所以我有自己照镜子，自己看到自己怎么会这样？
So if we have a mirror and we look at ourselves,
哎呀，自己反省。
Then we must also reflect.
哎，神的灵、神的爱、神的力量就进来了。
So that God's Spirit, His Word, and His Power can come into our lives.
所以我很喜欢跟别的同工来交流。
So that's why I like to talk with my fellow coworkers.
然后我去到别的地方，看到别的传道啊、执事啊，他们怎么做圣工。
And I look at how other my coworkers conduct their work in their local church.
哎，有时候跟自己跟他们比一下，哎呀，觉得自己真的不够好。
And sometimes when I compare myself, I feel like I also am lacking in many things.
自己要努力多一点。
And there are many things that I can improve upon.
这个就是神要我们去做的。
And this is something God desires us to do.
那为什么我们觉得看了这个镜子，有时候不会不愿意去改变呢？
So sometimes when we look at this mirror, how come we do not want to change?
有时候是因为这个魔鬼撒旦将神的话把我们心中拿走了。
But sometimes it is because Satan has come into our hearts to take away the word of God.
我们看马太福音第十三章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13.
十九节。
Verse 19.
马太福音十三章第十九节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 19.
马太十三章第十九节。
Matthew 13, verse 19.
凡听见天国道理的，不明白的，那恶者就来把所撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒旦撒在路旁的。
19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside.
为什么有一些人听道理听不进去？
Why is it that some people, when they listen to the word of God, they cannot accept it?
当然他的心本来就比较硬。
It is perhaps because their hearts are already very hard.
他本身就不是很想改变。
They already do not want to change.
但是还不是只有他自己而已。
But it's not also themselves.
就是说，如果你心中有点硬的时候，魔鬼会来说，顺便把那个道理的种子把它从心中拿走。
And here it says that if our hearts are hard, then the wicked one will come and snatch away the word of God from within our hearts.
听了几十年都一样，都没有改变。
So when we listen to the word of God, if we listen for a decade or so, we still do not change.
因为自己觉得没有什么需要改变。
Because we feel like we do not need to change.
那魔鬼就来帮你啊！你不要改变，我帮你拿走，你就不记得这个神的话语了。
Then the wicked one will come because if we do not want to change, then we will forget what we have learned.
就一直觉得自己都还很好。
So we continually to continually feel that we are good.
那没有改变，从神那边来就没有福气。
And so without changing, then we will not receive any blessing from the Lord.
我们今天开灵恩会，过去几天也听了很多道理。
And so when we have spiritual convocation this week, over the past few days, we have heard much message.
从启示录的七个教会的软弱。
From the weaknesses of the seven churches in Revelation.
圣灵的提醒。
From the reminders of the Holy Spirit.
有没有东西我们自己要改变的？
Are there things that we need to change today?
我们要练神的话语。
We have to read the word of God.
我们要读神的话语。
We have to hear the word of God.
我们要遵行神的话语。
And we have to keep the word of God.
神的福气就能临到你了。
So that the blessing of the Lord can come upon us.
这一节先讲到这里。
And let us conclude this morning session.
同心默祷。
Let us all